Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Burley Grimes. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Grimes's glove, towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer takes first base on ball four. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham strikes out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout strikes out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Sparrer and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Teachout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 0 for 1 in the game. Teachout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Hartnett scores. Teachout goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Spurrer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. McGuire throws it away. That's an error on McGuire. Kyler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0 for 1 in the game. Chatham takes first base on ball 4. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chatham moves to third. Billy Real pinch hits for Burley Grimes. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chatham tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Teachout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett scores. Beck moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair is hit by the pitch. Beck moves to third. Teachout moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beck tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Teachout moves to third. Blair moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-1, Cubs. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Teachout hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chatham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sparrer moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. Sparrer moves to third. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spurrier scores. Cooney moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Cronin now catching. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 13-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Teachout hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. English hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-2, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chatham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Chatham reaches second base with a double. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Johnny Cooney. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.